Mix 94.7 KMCH. Doug Foley is here. The 1987 Hollywood Squares Center Square played Cupid. That's what it was. You asked me, like, I don't even remember what I said.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, now tell me, what did I do again?
I don't know. How are you, friend? How's things?
Great, great, absolutely great, other than the weather and freezing walking over here. But, yeah, we're doing good.
I have not seen you since the holidays. Was Santa good to you?
Great. I was nice. So good.
Well, of course you were. You're
not,
on the list.
I was not on the naughty
list. You are top on one list. I'm top of another one. So we're going to talk about warmer weather stuff. You brought a nice a young gentleman with you who's a big part of what we're about to talk about.
Absolutely. Caleb Stocks is with me here. He's going to work with us on a disc golf course as part of an Eagle Scout project. So he's excited. We're excited. We're going to get rolling on this here soon. Mm-hmm. And then obviously once the weather clears and everything thaws out and melts, we'll start to really get into it. But right now is the behind the scenes work that Caleb and I will be doing, trying to get things figured out and how we want to move forward with this.
Caleb, what kind of work is going into this? I mean, first of all, what a great Eagle Scout project. You're not having to make like a picture frame or something like that. This is going to be something you'll be able to put your name on for years to come.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun right now. Right now, the big part is planning everything out, looking for sponsors, just a $500 donation, and then we can put your name on a sign by a hole, figuring out what materials we're going to need. Right now, we're talking to Mr. Harms and his welding classes, hoping they can get some signs made for next to each hole. So a lot of working pieces we're putting together right now.
Now, is this something, Doug, where you go online, like, all right, to go online to discgolfsupplies.com and you can order the things, or can they be fabricated? How does that all work?
So the baskets themselves, yes, you want to buy those from discgolf.com or something similar to that. And that's because that way you know you get a, if you've seen them or if you've played them, they've got chains and there's, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot more to them. And then you put the anchor in so you can take them out if you need to move them, that sort of thing. But as far as the rest of it goes, we're talking about like the signs, the hole signs. It says, you know, hole number three is a par three and it's 147 yards. Mm-hmm. And then a little diagram there that shows where the tee box is and where the hole is. So we're going to work with, we're going to hopefully work with Seth Harms's class and have them build some signs, some signposts for us so we can have that. We'll need a nice welcome sign. We're going to have some benches throughout the course, but the holes themselves, we will purchase those. We got those in. We'll get those anchored in the ground in the correct spot. And, you know, Caleb and his crew will get into some of that groundwork and some mm-hmm. of that digging and help out with that. And then we will we'll start moving forward with where we want to lay it out. And that's kind of one of the big things right now, too, as Caleb touched on, was getting sponsorships, getting people who are interested. Manpower, he's going to take care of that. And the financial side of it, we want to get some people involved. This is a community course and a community project, so we want to have everybody involved as much as possible. And we're going to get with Nick LaRosa and Ryan Wicks from Fairgram, and they're going to help us lay it out. In terms of distances and hole layout, so we'll get some of the pros in to help us out and figure out what way we want to do that as well, so we can get it mapped out and try to make the course flow and fit into the spot as adequately as mm-hmm. we possibly can.
And we've talked about in the past that this is coming down the line. Remind everybody where this is going to be.
Definitely. So that's probably the number one question we get on this one. And the course will be behind Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
So a lot of people probably haven't been back there. There's an employee parking lot back there. If you go back there and look, you'll see a big open space, basically mm-hmm. an open space. And then there is an area where they use for some holding areas, some mm-hmm. vehicles and dumpsters and things like that. We will go around that, obviously. And then there's a couple of mowed trails that go back through on the east and north side of that back lot. Okay. And so we'll have some holes that'll be winding through a wooded trail, and then some holes that'll be in the open green space. So we should have a good mix of holes that are tight and short, and then a couple that are a little bit longer and open. So you can drive back there and take a peek. You won't see much now because it's covered in the snow, but there's enough there that it'll make for a nice course. We
Caleb,
should be able to fit nine holes in.
Let me ask you this. Can you make one of a distance of 94.7 feet?
We can try. That might be a question for Nick, but we'll
when you talk to Nick, say, Nick, we need one that's 94.7 feet, and then I'm going to give you the number to Jim Koloff, who owns this station, and he's going to sponsor a hole.
All right.
He doesn't know it yet, kind of like Foley didn't know about Hollywood Squares. But when it comes to spending people's money, I'm good at it. So,
all right.
But
sounds good.
From your perspective, how cool is it that you're not only a project of this magnitude, but something that's going to be around 20, 30, 40 years from now and say, I helped do that?
It's really cool just being able to, like, it's always fun to look at other Eagle Scout projects and realize, oh, somebody actually did that, so I hope other people can look and really appreciate, like, all the work that we put in to help our community, too.
Now, are you a big disc golf guy?
Not really. I've done it a couple times, mm-hmm. and I was okay. I might have made par, like, once or twice on a hole.
It's one of those, like, a best shot. Like, close enough. We'll just pick it up and go. And the hope for this is it spring or summer of 23, or is it going to be a little bit longer yet?
Well, I mean, if all goes well, we'll be playing this summer. That's the plan. I don't see any issues with it right now. Obviously, the unforeseen can pop up from time to time, but the sooner the weather cooperates, the sooner we can get started on this. I wholeheartedly anticipate us playing this summer. I know Caleb wants to get this in, so we're going to do everything in our power to be playing this summer, and I don't see any reason why we can't.
If somebody has questions, listen and say, hey, we want to be a part of it. We'd love to put our name either to family name, a business name. How do they do that?
Easiest way is probably just to get a hold of me, and then I can direct you to the proper spot. Caleb and I will talk this through. We're gonna be going out soliciting donations and sponsorships over the next month or so. But the easiest way is just to give me a call. My direct line is 927-1118. My email is easily findable as well, or you can stop into City Hall. And if you want to be a part of it, we would really appreciate it. We'll gladly stop out and meet with any business, organization, person that wants to donate or sponsor a hole or be a part of this, because we think it's going to be a really good project for the community.
Now, to completely change gears real quick, I know we got the pool that's going to be opening up. It's going to be here before you know it. When do you start thinking about recruiting people and helping all that stuff?
You're, like, reading my mind here. Yeah, so actually, we will be putting out a flyer here that says that has our lifeguard class dates. Actually got the dates solidified last week, so we're working on getting some promotions out there. We are looking... Anytime somebody wants to inquire about it, to apply, we'll take the applications, okay. Need them back in by the end of March, early April. And then if you take the course, pass the course, then guess what? You're going to be a coworker with Caleb, because he's also a lifeguard.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So if you throw it hard enough, you know, from the pool, you might still be able to drain a spot on the old disc golf range, right?
I'll start working on my throws from the lifeguard chair.
You come back in. Keep us in the loop on this, all right? And
absolutely.
I know we got to get you back in here to talk about pool and pickleball, and we got a few tricks up our sleeve for a pickleball. The celebrity pickleball game is coming closer and closer to real life.
It's all coming together.
Coming together nicely. Yes.
Cue the evil laugh.
Caleb, thanks for coming in, putting up with us this morning.
No problem.
Foley, always good to talk to you. Doug Foley, I should give him the proper credit where credit's due. And you'll learn more about this. See their smiling faces online here shortly at kmch.com.